Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
好，那我们今天要说的这个话题呢，真的是all of us are dealing with this right now in China, in Canada, all over the world， 就是这个 COVID 又出来一个挺厉害的变异，一个 variant。
Right, on top of everything else, now we have to deal with Omicron too.
对，就是奥密克戎哈。那这个奥密克戎呢，你有没有发现每一次这种 variant 变异株，它的名字反正听起来都是就像一个坏人，就像 Marvel 里面一个特别坏的那种 character， 不是好对付的。
Or Transformers. This makes me think of Transformers too.
啊，对对对，很有变形金刚那种 Omicron 啊。首先 Omicron。它是希腊字母，对吧？
Right, right. So alpha, beta, delta, gamma, all of these names all come from the ancient Greek alphabet.
希腊的字母，这 Omicron 就是像英文的 O.
Right, yeah.
那讲到 Omicron, 它这个变异株刚出来的时候，我发现 native speakers, 英语媒体里面每个人的发音都不一样。有些人读 Omicron, 有些人读Omicron, 有些人 Omicron. So, yeah, it really was like confusing for a while how to pronounce it.
Right. So even though we all kind of understand the Greek alphabet over here, our understanding really dies down after alpha, beta. When we get down to the O's, yeah, we're a bit more confused. And of course, English is not ancient Greek. So I have no idea how the Greeks said this, but...For me, it just looks like Oma, like Omicron.
对，所以我觉得现在有更多的这个发音的共识啊，就是很多英语媒体里面你听到的是 Omicron, 重音在 O 上面，不是 Omicron, 对吧？然后这个 I 的音，很多人就发那个Omicron.
Right, right. Now, my guess is that the ancient Greeks did not have a sound.
No like schwa sound. Yeah.
No schwa sound, but also their O probably would have been a long O. But again, we're not ancient Greeks. We are modern people and we're speaking modern English. So my guess, Omicron.
Omicron. 好，那就是 WHO 世卫组织在为新冠病毒这种新变异命名的时候，他们就选用了希腊字母。That's why we had things like Delta and now Omicron.
That's right.
好，那病毒的英语应该怎么说呢？
Oh, this one, I'm sure everyone knows by now, Jenny, but if there is anyone left who does not know, that would be virus.
Virus, 除了我们人生病的病毒，电脑也经常会 deal with virus.
Viruses, right.
那这 virus 它还很狡猾，它还经常变来变去。So we have another word starting with V to describe 变异株。
Right, and this one I think is the newer word for a lot of English native speakers. That is variant.
Variant, V-A-R-I-A-N-T. 那它是 it comes from the verb to vary, 对吧？不是 V-E-R-Y, 而是 V-A-R-Y.
Right, like to differ, like to be different than something else. So in biology or in virology, we would talk about viruses mutating, changing, and what they change into is the variant.
对，像之前的 Delta 还有这次的 Omicron 都是比较厉害的变异株，然后世卫组织把它们叫做值得关注的变异株。
Right, yeah. So there are other ones that thankfully have not been anything that we should worry about. This one, however, is definitely a variant of concern.
Concern 就是你需要关注，对吧？ If something is of concern, 就是你一定要 pay attention.
It's important.
对对，除了要 pay attention 呢，还要拿出很多action, 还要有行动哈。所以在中国我们有一个特别有效的防控机制，一个 policy 政策叫动态清零。 Adam 听过吗？
I sure have.
那动态清零英语要怎么说啊？
Well, we should probably break it down because the official translation that we're given is dynamic zero case policy. But of course, we don't see the word policy anywhere in there.
好，那我们就来研究一下这里面不同词的意思。Like you said, policy is not in the Chinese, right? 动态清零, but it is a policy.
Sure, exactly. We don't need to waste too much time here. We're fighting a pandemic.
然后这个 zero case, zero 大家都知道是零。
Right, and the cases are the cases of COVID.
所以这个病例英语我们就叫 case.
Right, so we want zero cases. But of course, how do you get that? Well, you could try a dynamic approach.
Dynamic 就是动态的意思。
That's right.
所以 dynamic zero case policy 就是动态清零。好，那 that means...因为现在一月中旬嘛，一月底就是过年了，但今年可能又是一年，很多朋友要就地过年啊。
Oh man, gotta stay put for another year, guys.
No, but it's all for a very good reason, for a very good cause.
That's right.
好，那我们现在就来看看一系列的你怎么表达，哎，我就地过年。刚刚 Adam 已经说了，常用的一个短语就是
stay put.
Stay put, 这个 stay 就是 S-T-A-Y, right? I'm staying here, I'm staying where I am.
That's right, and put, I would suggest you guys don't analyze it too much. Somebody put you where you are.
I'm staying put. Put 就是放嘛，就有人把你放在这儿，你别走，你就地。
Destiny. Destiny put me here, so I'm staying where destiny put me.
所以它是一个动词短语是吧?
That's right.
那要用的话就是 I'm going to stay put or I'm staying put.
I'm staying put this weekend or you could use it as an order. Stay put, I'll be right back.
别走, stay put, 哪里也别去。
That's right.
那如果我们要说就地过年 can I say I'm staying put this Chinese New Year?
You sure can.
可以哈。好，但是有的时候这个 staying put 也挺好的，你可以有一个小小的 staycation.
Oh, you are so optimistic, Jenny. It's a breath of fresh air.
对，因为我们也不用上班嘛，就假期大家还是有的。当然能够回家，能够 travel back to your home, your hometown, that would be the most perfect. But given the rise of Omicron cases, staying put, you know, we all need to do our part, right?
That's right.
所以 staycation 啊，我们就是把 stay 和 vacation 度假的那个后半部分放在一起，组成了一个新的词，意思就是 you know, you're staying put, you're staying where you are, but you're also relaxing, you're approaching it as a vacation.
Yeah, I think that's the key here. It's an attitude adjustment. You're not looking at this as a bad thing, you're looking at this asYeah, it's an opportunity to have a vacation. I can just take 3 baths today and have that extra glass of wine.
Well, that sounds lovely, right? 因为很多时候我们在家也不是那么 relax 嘛，又要工作，又要小孩啊什么的。So to have this attitude really is not bad at all.
It's better than hunkering down with a really negative attitude. This is not fair.
好，你刚刚说的这个短语叫 hunker down, 对吧?
Yeah, so I think one leader just said this phrase the other day, but it's a pretty common one.
To hunker down, hunker 就是人，我就想到要躲起来，比如以前打仗啊，或者就什么地震，你要 hunker down, 躲在桌子底下。
Right, right, get down on the ground, but it also means like cover yourself.Like maybe there's a cave there or something, so you want to hide from the other soldiers in the cave. The point is, don't move. Stay put, because your life depends on it.
Okay, 但是它有没有比较 negative 的意思呢？还是就是中性的？
No, it's pretty neutral. It's like, I have a lot of work to do, so I need to hunker down for the weekend. That kind of idea.
Okay, 所以就地过年我们也可以说, yeah, we'll just all hunker down this Chinese New Year.
Sure, sure. And don't forget, hunk, that kind of sounds like a funny word, so it might be fun to say.
Hunker down, yeah, we're all gonna hunker down. 可以说 hunker down for Chinese New Year 吗?
Yeah, of course, for Chinese New Year, during Chinese New Year, because remember guys, Chinese New Year is long, so you can use during.
对对对, it stretches, right?好,那总之呢,就是 don't travel too much.
Yeah, ideally not at all. Of course, that's not possible for everybody. We all have different circumstances, but keep in mind, even if we want to travel, there are going to be so many restrictions.
对 ,travel restrictions, 这个也是自从新冠开始了以后啊,我们很熟悉的一个词,就是有这些出行的限制啊 ,restrictions 就是限制的意思。
Right, they're limits, they're definitely limits. Now, restriction is also a very formal word. In daily speech, we would probably use a very simple word to express the same thing, and that is travel ban.
B-A-N, ban, 就也是禁止的意思。
That's right. So this could be a verb, like to ban something, or it can be a noun, a travel ban.
Okay. 那如果说现在就是颁布发布了一些出行限制，我们要怎么说颁布或者发布?
Impose. Usually when there is a policy that really, really limits what we can do, we use the word impose.
对,就是大家可以把它看成一个常用的搭配 to impose restrictions, to impose bans. 那 the opposite, 比如我们的动态清零,我们大家都 case 控制得非常好,这些出行限制被取消了。
This one might be a little bit of a surprise if you've never heard it. It's not cancel the restrictions, it's lift the restrictions.
Lift 就是拿掉了,拿开了,对吧?
That's right, as in free people. Here, there are no limits anymore. Go, play, have fun.
So we often hear restrictions are being lifted or restrictions were lifted.
Right, or the ban. The ban on something was lifted.
好,那今年呢, since we're all going to stay put and hunker down for Chinese New Year, 如果你的家人在另外一个地方,我们可以云过年。
Yeah, it's going to be a cloudy Chinese New Year.
说 cloudy 不太好吧? Cloudy 让我想到了阴天。Can I say something like, we're going to spend Chinese New Year on the cloud?
That sounds so romantic, so nice, so cool.
因为 on the cloud, 经常我们说你这个文档,你这个 documents 在哪里? It's on the cloud.
Right, right, that's right.
对,就是 on the cloud, 就是现在我们常用的云存储的表达了。
Right, so it sounds cool to me, sounds cool to me. I mean, if you wanted to look for another expression, you could say celebrate it virtually or have a virtual Chinese New Year, but I don't know, cloud sounds a bit more interesting.
Yeah, virtual 就是线上虚拟的啊。But I agree with you, I prefer on the cloud. 好,那我们做的所有的这些举措和努力呢,都是要来击退击败奥密克戎的。
Okay, General Jenny is here to tell us that the battle is on.
The battle is on. The battle to fight Omicron is on.
Or the battle against Omicron is on.
所以一个战役就 battle, 对吧?
Battle,
或者你也可以说 fight. 然后 to fight Omicron, fight 做动词用,就是说我们要来攻克战胜某个病毒是很常用的。
Right, we always talk about fighting diseases or, you know, there's a war on this disease or a war on that disease. So in any case, whatever language you choose, in my opinion, isn't super important. The most important is that we all have to do our part.
对,就每个人都要做自己,尽自己的那一份力, hunker down, don't travel. 我们要 do our part to stop the spread.
Stop the spread. That's right.
那因为这些病毒它最麻烦的地方就是像这个 Omicron, 传播力特别的强。It's very, very transmissible, highly transmissible. So it's essential that we all do our part to stop the spread, 控制或者阻断它的蔓延,它的扩散。
That's right. Now, that might sound like a big challenge, but I think as a species, we've overcome bigger challenges before. So this kind of sounds like it's from a movie, but we will prevail.
We will and we shall. 所以最后你的这个 fight, 你的 battle, 如果你赢了,这就是非常好的一句话,可以 declare your victory.
Right, we will prevail.
Prevail 就是会胜利的意思哈。
We will win. Doesn't sound as good when you're talking about, you know, very epic battles.
对, prevail 更加的有气势,而且好像更加的坚决和坚定。好,那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。不知道大家今年的这个 Chinese New Year 过年的计划是不是就像我们说的,你决定了就地过年, you're gonna stay put. 那 if you are staying put,What are your plans? 你怎么来计划自己的这个 staycation?
That's right. Any books or any movies that you're going to catch up on? Or, hey, are you going to spend a little bit of time learning English with us?
对。诶，但是在国内我们因为动态清零这个 it's very targeted disease control. 所以其实还是可以出去吃饭啊 shopping 啊这些。就总之我们都以一个非常积极的心态来迎战 Omicron.
That's right. Above all else, stay positive, guys. We will prevail.
好,非常感谢大家的收听,也欢迎你在留言专区跟我们分享你这个 stay put 的计划, your staycation plans. We look forward to reading them. See you next time.
All right, bye, guys.